It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for tuning in today. I am the Public Information Officer for Lincoln County, and every week at 9:30 we talk about news events, talk to people all related to Lincoln County government. On the program, Terry Thompson, Commissioner Terry Thompson, and we're going to maybe go into some of these marine issues.
What I want to know is, Casey, you've been doing this program for how long?
5 years now.
And this is the first time I've been on your program. You reached the bottom of the barrel?
I don't know, Terry. I think maybe you have been on before, though.
I don't remember.
Well, it's nice when occasionally when I do get a commissioner to come on. But you guys are, I think you're, you know, fairly low-key. We've got you out there quite a bit anyways. And for example, like last night at our joint session, what we do once a year, we go around to each city and talk to the cities about their concerns. And really, Terry, your marine issues is something that you're very passionate about. Of course, you have the history, too. But, you know, I kind of wanted to start with just sort of a general question to you. And that was, I'm maybe going to put you in the spot, I don't know. When we look at the ocean, I mean, what should we see as locals? Because there's a lot going on.
That's a great question. I never thought about it in that context. What should we see as the ocean for locals? Well, first of all, my background...
Because everybody sees something
different. My background came from being around the ocean since I was old enough to even think about it. I mean, I lived next to the ocean, and I started fishing the bay when I was a little kid, so I probably perceive of it differently than most people, and I've always been interested in biology of the animals out there way back before it was even cool to be involved in something like this. But what should you see when you look at the ocean? The average person that comes over probably from the valley, they look out, they see a beautiful sunset, a flat ocean, waves, blue, that's the physical nature of it. They can only see about 6 miles, so they don't realize what the other part of the ocean. So I'm going to take some time and try to explain. What you see is the near shore ocean, that green water, that highly productive upwelling water in the summer.
And it's about cold. 6 miles is all we can,
if you're standing at the surf, you're going to see 6 to 10 miles. If you're up on the hill, you're going to see farther. Hmm. But when you go beyond that, you get out there to 40 miles, and so the ocean turns blue. It's clear. The wind blows a lot harder. Mm-hmm. Waves are bigger. It's basically in August is the only month that it's really, really habitable out there. I mean, yeah, it's you can be out there all right with a good vessel, but you wouldn't want to be out there with a small boat most of the time. Life is a lot different in the real ocean. I mean, you're talking about thousands of miles now to the next real major headland. So you've got all this open ocean, and it's in the ocean, it's everything's controlled by temperature and light. And to a person that's used to being on land, they don't understand that. So what you see looking at it is usually somebody who sees it as a beautiful thing. But if you've lived there long enough, you realize that it's rough. It's one animal eats other animal, biological sphere in itself. And then when you get farther offshore, the depths are amazing. And when you start getting out to what they call the abyssal plain, the bottom of the ocean, you're talking going down there 1,500 fathoms. And that's what most of that area is across there. Then you have all the mountains and stuff. The ocean is what you have your experience in. One of my favorite sayings is, you don't know what you don't know. And it doesn't make it who it is. So, for me, I look at all these different things I've learned from fishing and oceanographers and working around it. I have a compilation of all that. And that's my perception of the ocean. To the person that's seen it for the first time, their perception is a lot different. And so it's all about your experience. I guess that's what the ocean is for you, or to any individual.
do you remember, you know, the first times feeling that awesome power of the ocean, being out in the ocean and knowing that that was going to be something that was going to be part of your livelihood?
My first memory of the ocean would be when I was a little kid, and my dad, I think I was maybe seven, and we went offshore fishing. And, of course, first thing we do is go outside land. And I'm a little kid. I'm nervous. This is a big area out here. It's water running across the decks, and the wind's blowing, and it's rough. And I said, man, we're out of sight of land. And my dad looked at me, and he says, well, just keep in mind, anytime you're farther than you think you can swim back, or there's more water than you can drink, it doesn't make any difference. It's all the same.
Huh.
And that was kind of my first memory of the ocean, is get over the idea of being afraid of being out of sight of land, because it doesn't make any difference if you're 100 yards, if you can't make it to the beach, or if you're 100 miles. It doesn't make any difference.
Huh.
And for a little kid, that was kind of restful. He says, don't worry about it. I've been out here for years, and I'll teach you. And that's solid, I guess. That's my perception of it.
Well, that can shape you, I would guess. We're talking to Commissioner Thompson. You're listening to Lincoln County Connections. Stay with us. The conversation will continue. We'll be right back.
Mother-daughter team Philomena and Tara talk about what it's like at Nana's Irish Pub in Newport.
When you walk into Nana's, you feel like you're the most important person there.
It's warm, comforting, cozy, good food, good people.
Tell us about the lunch specials, Tara.
Monday through Friday, lunch specials every day for $7. We do something different every day.
It's especially for the locals in Newport, the people who come every day, so that they can have a variety of food for a reasonable price. And then Tuesday nights, that seems to be always busy at Nana's.
Tuesday nights, we do our corned beef and cabbage dinner special for $10.
You also have a late hour special.
At Nana's, we now have a new late night happy hour menu, Monday through Thursday from 9 to close. We have live music every weekend. Check us out on Facebook for more details, or on our website at nanasirishpub.com, where you can also check out our new video.
Nana's Irish Pub opens every day at 11.
Check it out for yourself. Nana's Irish Pub, 3rd and Coast Street in the Beach area of Newport. Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
Start off the new year for just a buck at Rent-A-Center. Now through February 2nd, everything in the store is just a dollar a day. Choose your favorite brand name appliances, laptops, tablets, computers, flat screen TVs, and furniture, and pay just a dollar a day until February 2nd. There's never been a better time to try the brands and products you want most during the dollar a day sale at Rent-A-Center. $1 for each day through February 2nd, 2013 must be paid in advance. Regular rates apply thereafter. Offer good on new agreements only. See store for full details.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking to Commissioner Thompson. At some point here, we are going to get into some of the current wave energy and renewable energy issues. But Terry, we're talking about your first experiences out on the ocean. And when we left the conversation, you had said that your first experience being out there with your dad and realizing that, you know, the vulnerability, like you said, is either 100 yards or 2 miles out there. I mean, you're out there. Do you think that might have developed a certain self-confidence, self-reliance, when we get out and we realize, you know, you're really kind of subject to the forces of nature? And, I mean, I suppose a certain mechanical reliance on your vessel.
Well, one thing he definitely trained in me was, you know, that's what's going to keep you alive. That's what's going to make you make whatever distance it is back to the beach. You have to take care of it. You have to maintain it. If you don't maintain it, chances are you're going to have trouble and you may not make it back to the beach. So you have to learn a lot about the mechanics, and you have to know your equipment. And you got to learn weather. Remember, when in those days, we didn't have weather forecast. I mean, it was, you had a barometer. You had a forecast, but it didn't do anything. It was, you were 50% out all the time. It was, you just ignored the weather forecast and watched your barometer. And you couldn't, no swell forecast. You didn't know when you went whether you were going to have a big sea when you came back. I remember always in October being worried because you could go out in flat calm and 6 hours, 12 hours later, you were in, 15-foot swells and can't get back in. It's... But the long as he was on board, you don't have the confidence, or you don't build the confidence. When you start going yourself, one man, and I fished one man for years, you develop some confidence and self-reliance that if you're in the most dangerous business in the world and you survive, and I did for, a lot of years now, that doesn't mean that I may not make a mistake tomorrow, but it does build you a confidence that goes throughout your life, that you know you can survive. It's just like today they take kids on these training courses out in the woods, and they teach them they can survive climbing ropes and scaling mountains and stuff like that. All that makes an individual confident, and by going in the ocean, it's the same thing.
Let's segue into your political life with that same subject in mind. I mean, when you decided to become part of the state legislature, wasn't it a survival of your industry at the time? I mean, there was some advocacy you were doing there.
I am the most unlikely politician that's probably ever walked the face of the earth. When I was young, I was real shy, and I wanted to be a fisherman, so I got into fishing. Well, after a short time, I realized that it was, in those days, there wasn't much government involvement, but they were starting, the Russians showed up, 3-mile limit, pushed to 12 miles, we could see fish being taken away, the state stepping in, trying to slash money for fish hatcheries, always the threat of cutting seasons, or in modern times now, cutting area. So the fleet, I'd gone to college, and I'd actually studied some oceanography and biology in college, mm-hmm. so I was more willing to step up and get involved in the political end of it. And I won't say I was very good. I made a lot of mistakes.
I want to ask you, did you ever doubt yourself? Did you ever have moments of, wait a second, maybe this isn't for me, because it seems so suited to you now when we see you in public meetings, when you see you talking about politics, but it must have taken some.
It took me a lot because, first of all, you have trouble believing that people want to listen to you. The radio was the way we communicated in the ocean, so I learned to talk by talking on the radio. Mm-hmm. And then it took a lot of time and a lot of nerves because I was not used to talking in front of people. And I'd lose my temper because I could see something that was coming down the line that was going to affect a bunch of people, and I'd get mad about it. It takes time to learn. You can't, and I still have a tendency to get upset, but I've learned to kind of hide it a little bit. But the emotions are still there, mm-hmm. and you're young, and you got all these emotions running through you, and you'll get uptight. Well, after you've done it for a while, you see, they'll go away if you just wait 10 years.
We're talking to Commissioner Terry Thompson, and come back with us in just a moment. We're going to continue this conversation on Lincoln County Connections.
It's the annual January Dollar Days at Mills Ace Hardware's two stores in Lincoln City. To store your winter blues away, 18-gallon totes, 2 for $10. You'll find a variety of items on sale at Mills Ace Hardware during Dollar Days. Everything from reading glasses to scissors, mini screwdriver sets to coffee and tea filters, cleaners like Comet and Palmolive to emergency LED flashers. Ace really is the place in Lincoln City. And right now, Mills Ace Hardware is celebrating January with Dollar Days.
Wintertime is special at Nye Beach, especially at Nye Cottage Beads. They have the largest selection of beads in Oregon, and right now, they're having a sale. Most everything in the store is priced at 20% off. take off another 10% when you donate your old, used jewelry to Bejeweled. That's the event that raises funds for Lincoln County Food Share. That'll be coming up on Saturday, February 9th at the Shiloh. Nye Cottage Beats, one block north of the Performing Arts Center Newport. NyeCottage.com.
Today, prescription drugs are the second most abused category of drug after marijuana. 20% of young adults report that they've abused prescription drugs. PADA, the Partnership Against Alcohol and Drug Abuse, offers this advice to Lincoln County parents. You need to get prescription drug abuse on you and your family's radar screen and become part of the solution. Here are some tips. 1. Lock up and secure your medications. 2. Keep track of your meds. Inventory your medications and keep track of the number of pills and the expiration date. 3. Safely dispose of your unused, unwanted, and expired medications. There are permanent drop sites in Toledo, Newport, and Lincoln City. And finally, 4. Talk to your children about the dangers of prescription drug abuse. They are listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, be careful with prescription drugs.
This message brought to you by PADA of Lincoln County, the Partnership Against Alcohol and Drug Abuse.
What does hope look like? It looks like people with type 1 diabetes, whether diagnosed at 3 or 33, they hope for a future without worry. I'm Mary Tyler Moore, and I have type 1 diabetes too. The Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is accelerating the crucial research that represents the hope for a cure. With your help, we'll find it. Please call 1-800-533-CURE or go to jdrf.org today.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Every Thursday, 9 a.m., we talk about Lincoln County government events, people, issues related to Lincoln County government, and the marine issue is certainly one of those issues that has an impact on the community as a whole. Because, Terry, we started the conversation with kind of one of those ideas, you know, this epic view we have when we're coming over Highway 20 and we enter Newport and we see this, you know, beautiful view shed, and we may go out and take walks on the beaches, and it's an incredible part of the experience here on the Oregon coast. But our oceans are such a bigger element to our community's livelihood. And what's the most important thing folks ought to know right now? I mean, really, be honest. Are we in a good situation here, or do we have concerns that need to be vested?
Well, I think your future is bright on the coast, because we have an unusual situation where we have a port. Unfortunately, we don't have more room in it. Unfortunately, too, because it limits what we can develop here. Especially with existing laws and stuff. So, but we have an opportunity for a source of income now in the future, but we have to protect that. We have to protect our environment. We need to protect our resources, but we also need to protect the ability to utilize them. You can overprotect things, too. Mm. It takes good science in order to make rational decisions. Some of the things we can't control is ocean acidification. That's coming down the line. Global warming, we don't know how that's going to change it. But we basically have a unique money generator here, literally, to our economy. And people don't realize, I mean, even people that live up on the hill, they don't realize how much money flows into this port and this harbor. It's a lot of money. This year hasn't been a particularly good crab season. We don't know what it's going to be, but I see that for a long time being a major amount of jobs. There's a lot of jobs on this waterfront. Now NOAA's in town. That's a great asset. Mm-hmm. I've heard there's been some little problems, but overall, I think, hopefully, that people are satisfied with the move here now and the facilities that are here. We have potential for other kinds of future. I don't know when it'll come down the line, the wave energy thing. The PMAC site is a research site. To me, that makes good sense. We need to do more research. We're centrally located to be literally one of the leaders in the world in research. When this OOI cable gets finished this next year, people go, what's that? Well, that's the fiber optic cable that's going to make permanent monitoring in the ocean. So in the past, we've always had to take a ship offshore And it was only a short snapshot we get of what's going on in the ocean. Mm-hmm. When these cables in, and those have all the information flowing back, and it goes to the internet so anybody can use it, it'll be like having a continuous research project out here that can be used for education, it can be used for science. It's a huge factor. And when you have that right here in Lincoln County, that will bring more research into this. We're just touching the tip of the iceberg on what research is going to be developed out of this port.
Long ways to go, but your involvement in creation of committees like FINE, isn't that an example of we're trying to do things different here than maybe how it happened on the East Coast?
Well, Casey, you've known me a long time. Have you ever seen anything I didn't do a little differently? But we're definitely... I saw a problem that was going to be developing. Ocean spatial management has always been my biggest fear because the fishing industry has been like the American Indian, a natural resource harvester. Well, when you start doing ocean management, that means you're basically putting up the barbed wire fence that keeps you the nomadic nature. Things change. And we're at that point now in our government where we're starting to say, this is yours and this isn't. Well, the American Indian didn't have any rights except for treaty rights. The American fisherman has no rights to the resource except for his permit, and there's no spatial management to it. So you can be run right out of existence. And I have been put out of business several times mm-hmm. by spatial management. When they put in the rockfish conservation zone, they took away basically where I fished. When they put in the marine reserve up here, I'll probably lose a little bit of one of the spots that I fish because I still fish a little bit for local ocean mm-hmm. and deliver them fish. So spatial management is the big challenge for the next probably, I'd say, 20 years.
For the youth, for our kids, how can we help turn them into good stewards of natural resources on both the research side and the agricultural side?
Well, today a lot of the teachers teach conservation, and you need to teach conservation because it's critical that you don't overharvest, that you don't. But a lot of the teachers don't teach utilization. It's still, for our community, we need to be able to harvest product, because that's the real job base. If you've got a healthy ecosystem, there's a surplus of animals available, it should be harvested for food. And so many of our seafood products are the healthiest things you can eat. As people become more and more conscious of health, scientists are telling them you need to eat more seafood. Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't have access to the fish that are in surplus, then you lose probably one of the major things you probably should eat in your diet.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Thompson. I know that you're available and open to discussion on these issues at any time. They can call Lincoln County and call the Board of Commissioners office. And
I enjoy it when people actually call and say, well, what's your opinion on this or that? And I'm glad to take the time. I enjoy it. You can stop me in the street. I enjoy talking to people. It's kind of funny for a fisherman that lived all those years by himself, one man, but it's something I enjoy.
Thank you, Commissioner, and those listening to us today, have a great day. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, same time, same place next week.
News Talk 1310 AM and 98.3 FM, KNPT, and streaming live at knptam.com.